7 Simon. We play everything, and whenever we play the Ice Baby, I think, when are we going to get a little of that frozen pre-sip? When are we going to get a little snow and sleet and
whatnot? We're good.
Well, we did have that little bit of sleet week before last.
We did?
Yeah.
That one morning. Yeah when everybody was slipping and sliding.
Black ice, and there was ice out on our radio tower and all that stuff. So we're getting ready for Christmas time out there, and a lot of people started up their shopping real hard. Today's Cyber Monday, by the way, if you're doing yours from your computer.
Oh, yeah. Excuse me. I got something to do.
I was just looking on Amazon. They've got this honeycomb, this like pound of honey in the honeycomb. It looks pretty good. Where do they find my suggested stuff for me to buy on there?
Is that for you or someone else?
No, that's for me. It's based on my purchases.
Okay.
70% of us out there say that we would skip gifts this Christmas. 70%. We would skip gifts if our friends and family agreed to it. Would you? I wouldn't.
I mean, I enjoy giving gifts, but I can also see why it'd be nice to kind of save some money.
Well, that's what I'm talking about. I don't care if I get, but I like giving.
Yeah.
You know, especially to the family and stuff. If we agreed here at work not to do it this year, I'd be cool with it. Although you guys gave me a cool knife last year.
Yeah, we did.
You like your
knives.
You don't even remember what I gave you. Look at you. But anyhow.
Eggnog.
Yeah. Yeah.
And.
Yeah.
And.
But they say, the financial stress is one of the biggest reasons. And they say that it makes the Christmas season, or as most people say, more PC, the holidays, more meaningful if you don't put a dollar amount on it and spend your average of $700 on gifts.
Yeah, I think more, you know, for kids maybe still giving gifts, but for the adults not so much.
No way. If I'm not getting nothing, the kids ain't getting nothing either. Forget it.